Coming up on TMS PM, watch out for the shrivel sack.
That has way more booze than you thought.
Not the shrivel sack, though. That doesn't have any booze. Stray bullets are scary.
We all prefer the left leg.
Pornhub loves your mom.
Wow, those sound related, too. Dan, the tabletop man.
That one goes right with him. Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
Oh, forgot this part.
TMS PM.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Scott Fletcher. I gave you a little pause there. Pregnant pause for Scott Fletcher, everyone. Hey, it's the morning stream PM edition for Thursday, May 4th. It's 4:42 PM. Oh, we're running a little late, aren't we?
We are. Eh, whatever.
That's fine. Dan will
be there. You had to pee. I had to feed the dogs.
That's fine. I had to pee, feed the dogs, vote on a song. Everything is good. We're here. We're doing it. We got a show to do. Dan Patrice here later talking about the latest in tabletop gaming for you this weekend. Mm-hmm. Are you doing any of that lately, Brian? Anything fun happening?
It's been a while, unfortunately. And I have, you know, it seems like a good enough time to throw out a big thanks to Matthew Bach, who sent me a game that he play tested. I think he sent you a copy as well.
Oh.
But it's this Mintworks.
Oh, I did get that. Yeah, I haven't cracked it open.
Comes in a little Altoid tin size package. It's perfect.
Kim took it. This is funny you brought this up. Kim took it in her purse in the car on a drive somewhere because she thought they were mints.
Well, it's funny because the playing pieces do look like mints. Oh, I hope she didn't take
them. She didn't open it because I was in there with her and she goes, "Now, what kind of mints are these?" I'm like, "Oh, no, honey, those aren't mints. That's a game, some sort of game." So I'd forgotten about that. I'm glad you brought that up. Anyway, yeah, I did get that. I'm excited to try that out. Maybe this weekend I'll crack that open.
Yeah, so big thanks to Matthew Bach for his generosity.
I'll try to fit it in somewhere during the 8.5 hour viewing of The Shining,
The Shining
that we have to watch because it's long.
Yeah.
And whenever anything's 2.5 hours for Film Sack, that's like 3.25 for me with
right,
all of the stopping and starting. Yeah, it kind of sucks. But it's fine. Hey, it's a really important movie. It's a classic. It's got all kinds of conversational thingies.
To be Kubrick's best work.
Yeah, by many people. Although I've heard some say 2001's a better film. I disagree.
I like it up until the self-aggrandizing, patting yourself on the back, 20 minutes of special effects crap near the end.
Yeah, where he doesn't want to let Dave do anything.
Right, exactly. Like that whole, it's like a spirograph of video. We're just going to look at this for 20 minutes. Enjoy this, Jim Bowman.
Yeah. That was
Dave Bowman.
Sure, either one. They both work.
Either, yeah.
Yeah, it's frustrating and dumb. Hey, so I got a thing for you. You want to hear this?
Sure. Tell me.
I made an error. I screwed up.
Oh, no.
I was on, we're not going to talk about the politics of this thing, but I got on Twitter today and was angry about today's vote. I think that they just didn't work very hard on this vote or on this bill and they could have worked harder. Right. And I don't know what we're paying these idiots for. And it's true across the board. Like this isn't a us versus them problem. This is a why are you guys even in charge of something as important as this? Because you can't freaking get it right. That's my big thing. So I was frustrated.
Yeah. And the frustrating thing, too, is that I think if this directly affected them, if they were under the same situation that we are in having to be the victims of this bill, then care plan, I think we would have seen a different vote.
Probably. There should be a law that says they all have to use the same one that we get stuck with. But and for guys like me and you, you might call us freelancers, entrepreneurs, risk takers, maybe. Mm-hmm. This is very, very well could be a blow to people like us. We'll see. Anyway, it's not the point. The point is they're all, celebrating and whatever. And I made a tweet, and I don't remember even what I said because I've deleted it. And here's what it said. It said something like, If even one of these Republicans who voted for that thing, if they say one more time what kind of Christian they are, I will kick them in their what I refer to as their tiny shrivel sack. Okay?
Is that one of those chairs you can get for the basement? Kind of like a beanbag, but it's a lot larger.
The love sacks.
That's what that is. Okay.
Well, they turn into shrivel sacks eventually, is how that goes. And I said it, and then I said it was actually the Facebook post. I said, especially you four from my home state, and I listed the four representatives.
Oh, wow.
Who said that? Now,
did you tweet them or
no? Just a picture of their names and what they voted. Okay. And there are three men and one woman on there, and I know the woman because A, I met her once at a town hall meeting, and two, I was in her district in Eagle Mountain before I moved. Mm-hmm. So Mia Love was our congressperson, at least it represented that district when I lived there for 9 years. Not all 9 years, but a chunk of that time. And so I knew who she was. And after I posted, I went, oh, that's not very nice. And I realized two things, and I've said this on Twitter since. Two things happen. One, it's not very nice, and I was doing it in anger. So I deleted it for that reason. Second reason was because I'd never kick anyone anyway, so it's kind of an empty threat. Like, who am I going to kick? Am I going to kick somebody for real? And thirdly,
I can't imagine you ever kicking somebody in the shrivel sack.
No, whatever their shrivel sack might be. And then somebody pointed out, remember that time Scott Johnson said he was going to bodily threaten a female whatever in his home state? And I'm like, I know she's female. Or no, he says didn't know she was female, but then threatened her anyway. I'm like, I knew she is female. I've met her. I've shaken her hand. I'm admitting to the fact that wasn't a very nice thing to say. And I don't even think Mia Love has a shrivel sack. Okay.
No, probably. Hopefully not.
No.
She's not that there's anything wrong with that if she did.
You can all have whatever you want. It's on you to have whatever you want. I'm just saying.
2017 America, you can have whatever you want.
Right. I guess that's also part of my problem. People getting upset at me for a bad joke. Not even a joke, but a bad line about shrivel sacks.
Yeah.
When the people they're defending say things that I can't believe they can say and they still hold high public office. So let's all get off our little soapboxes out there, everybody. And I
think you're being way too hard on yourself. I see your tweets all the time. I read them. I chuckle at them. I guffaw at them when a guffaw is warranted. I will even LOL them.
Mm. Good. You should LOL
them.
And I don't feel like
that one is, I guess, knowing you, and even if I didn't know you, even if I just read all your tweets, I'd feel like that one is in the same vein of here's my irritation kind of laced with some humor.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Ring and the dog just lost her shit.
You have the lay of my land. That is exactly how I operate. I deal with stuff with humor and I try to laugh it off and I try to have some fun with it even when I'm really angry, and I was really angry about today's result. I realize it has to go through the Senate. Now there's talk that the Senate has to pass they're writing their own thing. Mm-hmm. So they may not even consider the House one. So all this hoo-la for nothing. Maybe it may be a better law. I'm all for a better healthcare law. So I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. In fact, it may be a great turn of events here. I don't know.
Sure. Sure. Who knows?
But you know, what are we paying those Congress people for then? For the last two weeks? What are they doing? Brian. So this kind of stuff sends me a little south. And in a heat of passion, I made a bad tweet.
Of course, yeah.
So I deleted it, and the act of deleting it was enough for some to say, "Bruh, delete it now that you know she's a woman." No.
Oh, no.
I knew she was a woman. I shook her hand once.
Right. The name Mia.
Yeah, her name's Mia. It's obvious. I'm not an idiot. So, I mean, I'm not an idiot in this case. Sometimes I'm an idiot. I admit it. But it's been one of those days.
But with regard to knowing me as a female, that part you're not an idiot about.
I think they just assumed by me saying shrivel sack, I had lumped them all into something that included scrotums.
Gotcha.
But I'm just going to tell you right now, I use the words shrivel sack with no borders. I have no limits to how far I'll take my shrivel sack.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You all have shrivel sacks. The Queen of England, shrivel sack.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor...
Prince Philip carries it, by the way.
My neighbor Dave.
Or at least used to.
Yeah, he used to. My neighbor Dave and... whatever happened? Wasn't there some emergency at the palace last night or something? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, it was just that...
What was the deal?
That Prince Philip is retiring.
Oh. Oh, I thought someone was hurt or sick or something.
No. He's just said... He's saying, I don't want to do your dirty work. No more.
All right. So wait, what is retiring from what though? Just being
retiring from being
the prince.
Prince Philip. No, I mean, he's going to continue to be Prince Philip. He's just not going to be the right-hand man for Queen Elizabeth.
Oh.
Dose anymore.
Okay, well, who's her right-hand man now?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's just basically not going to do his... he's not going to cut any more ribbons.
Yeah. It feels like it's a spoiler for season 12 of the Queen.
The Crown.
Of the Crown, yeah. I would say the Queen. I mean the Crown. Anyway, that was it. Shrivel Sack is today's episode name, and I said episode twice for no reason, so now is as good a time as any to dive into the news. Oh, that's not the news. Let's play the news again.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Let's take a look at the evening news brought to you by...
Do you love your lawn? Do you have a family member who really loves to garden? The best way to get the most out of your love's labors is with soil testing. At myturfandgarden.com, we can walk you through the hows of soil testing and then help you understand the results. We love talking about soil. We do. That's why we work here. It's also why we have really weird dinner conversations. Come say hi at myturfandgarden.com.
I liked your myturfandgarden.
Yeah, I have to mix it up a little bit just to keep it fresh.
My turf
and garden.
LCBO, that's a company, recalled Bombay Sapphire Gin. This is a booze.
Yeah, it is.
Have you had
that?
It's a
good one, too.
Is it good? Yeah, you like that?
It is. It's the tall blue, clear blue bottle. It's beautiful, and it tastes really good with the tonic.
So people like, okay. So gin is like the, it's gin. What is gin?
Gin is made from juniper berries. It's okay. Got a slightly, you know, it's a clear alcohol, and you mix it with your tonic to make a gin and tonic. I'm sure Snoop mixes it with juice.
Mm-hmm, gin and juice. Hey, wait, what's a tonic? Just tonic water?
Tonic water, yeah.
Oh, okay. Which is like a, what, like
it's like club soda with, what's the stuff that's in it? It's, the only dumb word that's coming to mind, my straw is trying to get the word Arcanine, and it's not Arcanine.
Oh,
because that's the name of a Pokemon. It's not Strychnine, it's Quinine.
Oh. Quinine.
It's club soda with Quinine.
Quinine, I've heard of that before somewhere.
Yeah. It was originally, I don't know if it was originally created, but it was originally extolled because of its ability to help with scurvy. Scurvy. Oh, it was like a scurvy remedy.
All right. I remember there was an old Bill Cosby record, you know, back when we liked Bill Cosby more than we do now, where quinine got brought up, and I don't remember the context. Some kind of story about quinine, and I never knew what it was until now. You've right. taught me a new thing today. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a scurvy. They had it on ships to help with scurvy. People are saying malaria too. Really, I didn't know that. I thought.
Is that true today? Like, if you get malaria from a mosquito in like Central America, you can get some quinine there.
I don't know.
You drink it, right?
Yeah, you drink it. Yeah, okay. I don't know if you get it separate. I think the only way I've ever known you can get quinine is in tonic.
Is the card game gin rummy? Is it referred to both gin and rum? Is rum the other? Is the rum the rummy? Do we know?
Gin rummy? I don't know. Could be.
Okay. Just curious. I have so many questions and so few answers.
People are saying not at all scurvy, just malaria. I was like,
oh.
There's websites. If you do a search for quinine scurvy, you get you find lots of websites that talk about how it was.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Britain's answer to
a short history. Gin and tonic kept the British Empire healthy.
Here we go. Yes, malaria and scurvy, though. Yeah, here we go. In 1857, the British Crown took over the governance of India, and more Brits began to make their way to the Indian subcontinent and other warm weather climes. However, early immigrants struggled with the ravages of malaria in the tropical climate, not to mention scurvy during the long sea journeys. What serendipitous cure was able to ward off both of those illnesses? The gin and tonic.
Wow. You see, now we see the male.
Let's watch as the male drinks a gin and tonic.
Ooh, scurvy's gross.
Squeezes the lime.
Oof, scurvy's disgusting. Look at this mouth. It has scurvy, chat room. Oh, I don't want to look at that again. I'm done with that.
don't look at pictures of scurvy.
Oh gosh, so, yeah, the pirates.
Grass type mage says lime for scurvy, quinine for malaria. Interesting. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. So the limes were.
You take the lime and the coconut. Well, the deal is here. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency is issuing a nationwide recall for 1.14 liter bottles of Bombay Sapphire London Dry Gin. That's the full name of the stuff. Mm-hmm. Brian says it's quite good.
It is. Sapphire and tonic.
Right, at least five provincial liquor agencies have previously recalled the bottles of gin because they contain more alcohol than the amount stated on the label. That's what's happened here as well. They say the Crown Corporation says the recall was initiated after the investigation by its quality assurance team when they found the gin's alcohol content was 77% instead of the 40 on the bottle.
Hey, I'm going to put my headphones down real quick and run to the liquor store and see if they have any of this in stock.
It's almost double the alcohol.
It is. Holy mackerel. Yeah, what's that, 144 proof?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
No, 154 proof.
That's
what that would equate out to.
Even I know that's too much.
That's a little too much.
In early March, the same thing happened with our Ontario-made brand of vodka that was pulled from shelves because one batch contained double the stated amount. The batch of Georgian Bay, but vodka was not properly diluted prior to bottling, resulting in 654 bottles that contained 81% when it was supposed to be 40. So that was even higher. Wow. Anyway, good time to be a Canadian, I guess. Or
yeah, no kidding. I wonder what must have happened with that, because, you know, the alcohol is created during the fermenting process. Mm-hmm. So did they over ferment it, or did they?
Don't know.
I can't imagine they dilute it before they bottle it.
I assume,
right?
Diluting is part of the process. Well, they say that here, that it's part of the process.
Oh, did they say that it's okay?
So yeah, it says they were not properly diluted prior to bottling.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
So that must be a thing they have to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. Whose job is that? And does he still work there? Cardinals fan got gray. Tom would like this story. He's a Cards fan, you know. Uh-huh. Got grazed by a stray bullet during a game at the Busch Stadium.
Oh, geez. Yeah, was it free gun night at Busch Stadium?
Never know in St. Louis.
Free guns for the first 100 patrons, Cards fans, to walk through the doors.
A woman was grazed in the arm by a stray bullet during Tuesday night's Cardinals game against, I don't know who, inside Busch Stadium. Police sources said there had been a call about shots fired near the 14th Street Chateau Avenue moments earlier before the woman was struck, and that the bullet may have come from someone shooting in the air. So this could have came from outside the stadium, shot in the air, came down at a weird angle, and quickly, because gravity's like that, and cut her arm. Let's see. St. Louis police said the woman, age 34, was sitting in her seat in section 141 about 9:40 p.m. when she felt a pain in her arm. She removed her jacket and noticed a small abrasion on her elbow. She went to the first aid station. Is that a thing you have? I guess you would for that many. You have that many people.
Definitely.
For now. they'll only have them in the private booth rooms that you get in those places. Anyway, workers there contacted an off-duty police officer working a secondary job there. According to police, the victim could not be reached for comment, but said that she suddenly said, "I think I've been shot," and everyone thought she was just being weird, but it was a bullet.
Holy cow.
Hit her right in the arm. That'd piss me off. I'd be mad.
Yeah, well, and could have grazing your arm is the best thing that could have happened out of that, right? Like,
yeah, that could have gone right into your cheesecloth
shoulder, into your head, of course, into your, oh my god,
yeah, it's bad.
Leg, golly,
yeah, it's bad. Pornhub, right. Pornhub in the news. Pornhub, they just keep coming up.
What are they doing now? It's like they're shoveling snow,
yeah,
and then saving the pandas.
I think some really smart, slightly perverted marketing genius now works for Pornhub.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, this guy would normally be at the top studios and things in New York, the best advertising agencies in LA, but because he just can't stop looking at the hard car porn.
It's like the Don Draper of Vag is what he is.
Yeah,
basically.
He just can't get enough. So now he just figures, well, all right, I'll use my genius right here at Pornhub.
So let's picture Mother's Day. Mother's sitting in the kitchen.
Yeah. I need some music for that. I don't have anything good.
Dinner's been cooked.
Yeah. I can't think of any good music for that. Oh, I know.
That's all right.
No, that doesn't work. Doesn't quite work.
Dearest Martha.
Dear Martha.
I've enclosed my membership card for Pornhub for Mother's Day.
I hope you'll enjoy it, as I'm not able to currently partake in the world of worldly penis and vagina copulation. They're giving mothers a very unusual Mother's Day gift this year. When you think Mother's Day gifts, VR porn, that's virtual reality porn, probably isn't at the top of your list. Maybe it should be, though, says Pornhub.
Sure.
That's exactly what they're suggesting you send to your dear old mom this year. They're running a very special initiative called Mommy's Special Glasses. The deal is you order a pair of free VR glasses from them and send them to Mummy Dearest.
It's my favorite Rolling Stones song, by the way, is Mommy's Special Glasses.
Yeah, it's a classic. Comes up on the best of hits list all the time. She then has glasses, has access to the site filled with specially curated VR adult content. Glasses come packaged in pretty pastels and housed in an innocent-looking greeting card. You just slip your phone into the card. It's Google Cardboard.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's what this is. So don't dress it up any more than you have to, Mashable.
It's just basically, it's Google Cardboard in a Mother's Day card and a special link that she gets to watch phalluses in 3D.
Yeah, that is not... Let me tell you the last thing I'm sending my mom for Mother's Day.
Right? Yeah.
This is the last thing.
Yeah.
Which makes me think they're just goofing off. This isn't their first cheeky, as they put it in here, promotional gag. But it's right up there in the what the crap department. Mm-hmm. Finally, the intense desire for healthy limb amputation.
Mm.
This is a study that was done. And I'm not going to get into all the boring parts because it's an actual... study with all the like backgrounds, methods, results, control groups, all the boring stuff.
No kidding. Look at this.
However, what it said is that all of us, according to this study, if somebody is saying to us, all right, we need to amputate one of your limbs, you tell us which one you want. Mm-hmm. Enormous percentage, nearly all people choose their left leg.
Hmm.
Why do you suppose that is?
That's an interesting one. I mean, all right, it makes sense that you would go with a leg because you still have ways of getting around a lot easier. Prosthetic legs. I mean, I know you have prosthetic arms available as well.
But yeah, but you don't have the hand. You want to keep your hands if you can.
You need the dexterity of fingers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But why the left leg?
I don't know. I mean, if you asked me this question, I would have said left leg too, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't have a good reason except I'm right-handed. Stronger on my right side. I mean, maybe.
Which leg do you use for kicking people in the shrivel sack?
In the shrivel sack? That would be my right leg. And if they take my left leg, I just need a good post to like lean on.
Exactly. Just a pole to hang on to do your kicking.
Yeah, to kick him in the shrivel sack. Would you ever read that? If I type that chat room, can I get a consensus? I type something dumb like, I'll kick you guys in the shrivel sack. Did anyone read that and go, oh, Scott is physically threatening someone on the internet?
Violent. That man is violent.
Did anyone take that as a physical threat from me or just another dumb Scott thing? Now, I'm not saying that some people don't know me. Maybe they'd go that far. I don't know. But come on, internet. The guy who was calling me out knows who I am. He's listened to the show, he claims, for years. He knows. So he knows what I'm doing. He just had a fight to pick.
Right. Right. Okay, so the chat room, by the way, Tadpool has been brilliant in figuring out why the left leg. Because you need the right leg to operate the gas pedal and the brake when you drive.
Uh-oh! They don't talk about that on this.
That's right. You don't, unless you've got a manual, you don't need that left leg for driving. It's just the right leg. It's like, all right, brakes, gas, boom, done.
Is it any the Europeans? What side do they have their feet on? I know they're on the other side of the car. But is it the same feet?
Right, that's a good question. I believe it is.
And they didn't do them in the study, but I'm curious if that would change it at all.
Yeah, I think it is still. You still operate the gas and brake with the right leg, even in.
This is interesting. Cars. Here's their conclusion. Yeah. It's a little bit academic, but bear with this paragraph.
Totally makes sense.
Further investigation of this condition is warranted, particularly more research into the precise nature of the anomalous neuroanatomy biopsychological background of those with the condition, the longitudinal perspective of the childhood onset and evolution of symptoms, large sample studies involving a collaborative effort across multiple sites are required. Whoo! That's some boring stuff there. That's a put everyone to sleep moment there. So I'm not going to read that again. But I am going to take a break. Dan will be here in a minute. He's going to talk about tabletop games and all that stuff. Then we're going to take your Twitter questions. But before that, Brian has music. He brought it with him. And I'm going to click a play button when he says to.
Play button.
Button.
So here's what we're going to listen to. It is a band that I did some work with when I was doing the Not Lame podcast back in the mid-2000s. Which was a really cool label, really cool power pop label. They were based up in Fort Collins now. I don't know where they're at, but the head guy, a guy named Bruce Brodeen, is still doing stuff with independent artists, not necessarily under the Not Lame banner, but he's still working with indie artists and gets me cool stuff every once in a while. However, this one comes from way back in 2006. It was such a great song. I decided, oh yeah, I'm bringing it back for this, bringing it back for Indie in the Middle. Here is the band Vanilla from their self-titled album from 2006 from Tacoma, Washington, and the song Valentine.
This one goes out to you, JJ. So here you go.
Right. Yes.
Here it is.
So you got me working overtime. You say the weather's fine. Now I offer up a Valentine. It's not refined. It won't have Cupids like the other kind. It's a simple leap of faith, but not for me. Now we're sailing on the sappy sea, and the sap is me. We're supposed to sing in harmony. All I hear is me, stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea. It's a simple leap of faith, but not for me. Valentine, why should it matter that I'm bald and so much fatter? Why does that elicit laughter, dear? Valentine, why should it matter that I'm drunk and weak a bladder? Why does that elicit laughter, dear? On a sappy sea, and the sap is me.
That's some retro business, man.
Yeah, it is.
Makes me feel like, I don't know, what's it remind me of? Beatles, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, Beatlesque. They're very, you know, all that power pop stuff kind of got its start with like Britpop music and Beatles and skiffle bands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Nick Lowe and Dave Edmonds and all those great Stiff Records artists.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I liked it a lot, and I would listen to that again. Would come again. Or no, how's the old phrase go?
Would buy from again.
Would review again. Would play again. Or, oh, jeez, I dropped my Switch. Hold on.
Move the Switch.
That was your Switch?
There.
Yeah, it didn't fall far. Just a little bit. Ooh, I know. I don't want to be doing that. All right. Well, hey, you know what that means? What does it mean? What are we doing? Oh, Dan's here. Dan, are you here?
it means you're going to kick me in a jimmy. I had to get a freaking pillow because I was scared. You scared the hell out of me.
Threatening
to kick me in a jimmy.
It's not your jimmy. It's your shrivel sack that I'm aiming for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I can't find your song for some reason, so I'm not going to play it. It's Dan the Tabletop Man, everybody. Dan Patrice comes on the show every other week and talks about the world of tabletop gaming and where you guys should be parking your butts this weekend and playing what. Dan, what's going on, man?
Not much, guys. Good to see you. You know, Ibit, every time I see you, it looks like you lost a little bit more weight.
Oh, wow.
You look beautiful, my friend.
Oh, thanks. Still not where I want to be, but getting there. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So I always have a couple of little tidbits for you of stuff that you talked about earlier.
Oh, I hope you're going to talk about the Tylenol.
Well,
are you talking about the Tylenol
with the beer?
Yeah, the beer thing.
No, with Scott, he's losing his, like, basically Tylenol doesn't do anything for him anymore.
Yeah, it came from that beer conversation, but Tylenol, it never did. It just doesn't do anything. That's it right. Just sits
well,
there.
Well, most of Scott's pain is inflammatory based, so that would make a little bit of sense that it's not it's not going to be helpful as much.
But is it, like, when you have a headache, though, like, mm-hmm. I know that can be inflammatory also.
Right, a lot of times it is. I mean, most headaches come from a few different, you know, the tension type headaches or depending on, there's a few different etiologies of the headache. So you've got a lot of, the blood will flow in and it'll, you know, when you get really mad or real lot of tension, blood flows to your brain. And when it starts easing out, it's those vessels when they're starting to get, you know, words are flying away from my head. So when they get diluted, but when they get more constricted, when they come back down to normal, that's when the pain starts coming in because it hurts because you've overly inflated your blood vessels, so to speak. That's a lot of how people get migraines, and that's how a lot of headaches come. Some of them are muscle-based. A lot of the back of the head tension ones are because you don't realize it, but you're actually flexing the muscles in the back of your head, and it's actually giving you some more of a headache. So you're right. A lot of it is inflammatory.
Okay. Well, I just think Tylenol does nothing for anything ever. Like, it helped my kids when they would have, like, fevers. And you'd alternate that with ibuprofen or something, and it would work.
Right.
But even when I had a fever last, which I don't remember when that was, but Tylenol did jack shite. It didn't do anything.
And a lot of times with kids, you don't want to give too much ibuprofen because, you know, you don't want to give too much aspirin-based things, especially when they're younger.
Yeah.
So that's why you're using Tylenol. Tylenol is kind of, I mean, I like it for the every now and then, and like I said, to rotate things. It's like an amazing wonder drug. You can give that to pregnant chicks. You can give that to like anybody, the kids, pregnant women. It's just pretty harmless as far as things, except it'll kill your liver if you take too much of it, which is not a good thing.
Yeah.
We need our liver for things like Bombay.
Yeah. And how much Tylenol do you have to take to blow your liver to bits? Like, what's
well,
the
it depends. If you want to do it acutely, you know, you don't want ever want to take more than 4 grams of Tylenol in one day.
Yeah.
You know, when people take all these huge doses of like Vicodin and Norco, those things, people were dying more from the liver failure than they were from the overdose of the hydrocodone.
Mm. Okay.
So that's what'll kill you faster is the liver failure from that. I mean, you'll be, you know, high as a kite from all the hydrocodone, but the Tylenol is what they do. So they started decreasing the amount of Tylenol you can actually legally put in things now. So you don't ever, you know, really, I wouldn't want to go over more than 3 grams of Tylenol in a day, which is, you know, if you're talking about your 500 milligram extra strength Tylenol, you don't want to take more than 2 of those 3 times a day, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it kind of is. So you stay with those 325.
6 of those does seem like a lot.
Yeah.
Well, stick with the 325s, take 2 of those 3 times a day or 1 to 2, 3 to 4 times a day. You don't want to go too much on those. Whereas, you know, things like ibuprofen or your Aleve, which I love as well, that'll give you an ulcer too, which, you know, instead of the liver failure, you can get an ulcer from those if you use those too much. But it takes usually a little bit longer. So you make sure you take that with some food or some milk and don't go over, you know, you don't want to go over 800 milligrams for 3 to 4 times a day is the max for the ibuprofen. But most people take like 2 or 3 of those, like 2 to 3 times a day.
So. Yeah, I was going to say that seems to be, well, I don't know. I mean, you're always saying, oh, that sounds like inflammation, take ibuprofen. And I was taught growing up, don't take it, your stomach will fall out of your anus. because they acted like it was just going to chew you to bits. And it's true, I guess, if you take tons of it over a long period of time.
And that's another good reason why you want to alternate them too, so you don't get either, you don't get tolerance from the one, you know, from either one of them, and you also don't get too many of the side effects of either.
Yeah, don't tolerate that stuff, man.
So funny story about quinine real quick. So one of my co-coaches on DJ's hockey team, surprise, he's Canadian. Mm. He also loves...
Canadian plays hockey?
I know, surprise. And he's from Toronto, and he loves Bombay Sapphire. So there's been some trips this year where he's like, man, this stuff is killing me tonight. I don't know what it is. And and it's funny. So he, right before the show, he had just texted me that article, and he's like, see, I told you guys, it wasn't me. It was the stupid Bombay.
Oh, man. So he actually got one of these bottles that 77%. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
nuts. And if you guys remember, you know the term like, you limey bastard or, you know, scurvy dogs.
Yeah.
That's all from, you know, the old, way old timey. So when people used to come over from England or be on ships and stuff, they used to have limes and oranges and stuff to fight off scurvy.
Mm. Right. And the citrus rickets, was,
things like that.
Right.
Yep. Because I think, I can't remember, rickets, I think, is calcium or vitamin C that they want more. And scurvy is more the citrus can cause from that. So you'd be able to treat both of those things. So that's where those terms came. Because I think limey was something that the British Army used in their Navy, because they just kept limes on there to fight off the scurvy.
That's where the term limey comes from. You call somebody a limey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's probably on Urban Dictionary. So I mean, you know, look up the definition of, you know, where the term limey.
I hope in 300 years somebody's using tiny, what do I call it? Bag?
Shrivel bag?
Shrivel bag. Tiny shrivel bag is going to be a thing one day.
Isn't it funny, like, to think that limey was like the worst thing people were calling other people at the time, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. We've gotten better.
You know, over in England, they're bleeping us out right now for saying it.
Yeah, they hate
it. Yeah,
like
my
it.
Dad, that was so coming from England, my family, my dad explained limey in the term to me because I always thought it was funny. Yeah, we're a bunch of limeys, we are. And he did the, well, maybe if I educate him, he'll not use that term.
And quinine, now what's used for right now mostly is restless leg syndrome and things like that, and tonic water doesn't quite have, I think in the old days it used to have a lot more quinine in it, tonic water. Now it just uses it a little bit more for the for some of the, you know, just the taste, because when it's dissolved it gives you that bit of a taste. Mm-hmm. But you see quinine used more so, like I said, restless leg syndrome, and they used it some for malaria, like a lot of things are derived from that. So they used it. I think there was some more resistance problems, so they didn't use it quite as much. Mm. So now you see more of hydroxychloroquine or mefaquine, and those are all kind of, you know, in that derivative of the quinine or chloroquine, is what you get now for prophylaxis for malaria and things like that.
Oh, I know what a good prophylaxis will do for
How about some board games?
Yeah, board games.
Sorry, Kevin. Yes, let's talk games.
It sounds like it almost, if you checked in just now, you might think we're talking about one of those games where disease spreads across the board. What are those called?
That's right. You know, this is not pandemic.
Okay, what I meant, pandemic. Yeah. What do you got?
And may the 4th be with you boys as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Appreciate it.
And I hope that's the last time anybody says that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you probably heard it all day long. I'm sorry.
No, actually, totally I've stayed away from it. I've heard it once. I've been lucky. But
I don't mind people saying Happy Star Wars Day. I celebrate Star Wars Day.
Yes.
It's just when they say the 4th be with. It sounds like someone's got a speech impediment. I freaking hate it. Anyway,
go ahead. Right. Well, let's rewind a bit. So, Happy Star Wars Day.
Thanks, man.
Less of a nozzle from me then. So, and I hope you guys are going to see Guardians tonight.
I am going tonight, actually. I just found out while we were talking that Kim got us tickets for 7:30 tonight.
What? In the theater with the reserved seats?
Yes, and I think she got it through some...
She buy it from a scalper?
I think some friend worked somewhere. Something happened there. She hasn't said yet, but I'm pretty jazzed now. So
I was going to say, because you'd had to buy those like weeks ago to get any sort of decent seat. The only thing we got, Tina and I are saying it, Saturday afternoon in reserve seat. Seats.
Yeah, that's
we got
the trouble.
10:45 tonight. We got actually some pretty good seats. There's one of those reserved seating places that's kind of, it's, I don't know if it's kind of like a secret that they keep doing these early shows on Thursdays, so it hasn't gotten too sold out on these. So every year, for the last couple of years, I've been seeing like Star Wars and the X-Men and all those things on the night before because nobody's found out about this place.
That's great. I love that. It's like the secret pizza place in Cosmo until everyone found out about it. Now you can wait in line for 10 hours. But
I can't do a 10:45 show. Last time I did a later show, it was Fantastic Beasts and Where to Get a Good Night's Sleep. I slept through like 2/3 of that film.
Yeah, but you did the Iron Man challenge in Vegas. You made it through that.
I know. You know why? Because I'm not sitting in a darkened room in a recliner seat.
Yeah, good point.
Popcorn. Good point. I'm like up and about moving stuff. I cannot do.
Yep.
I can't do late.
I'm kind of with you too. Midnight showings, it's not in me anymore. I fall asleep. I get too tired. I can't enjoy it. And if the movie's even remotely not up to whatever the hype meter was, then I'm really irritated.
You're done.
Yeah. I don't want to do that again. Anyway, so good luck with that, Dan. It sounds like a good time.
Yeah. I'll be hurting at 7:30 in the morning when I got to be into work and filling prescriptions and stuff.
Right.
So last weekend I was at a con.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So War Games at the Beach last weekend for Tabletop Day. And there's another game. Now I'll apologize to everybody out there. I keep giving you guys these really expensive games. So this is going to be another one of these games that's pricey. There may be some still out there, but there is another printing that's coming out in July. It's called Too Many Bones. This is a game from Chip Theory Games. It is overproduced to the nines, and it's a beautiful, glorious thing. It's got these chips in it. They're kind of like poker chips, but they're absolutely gorgeous. It's a cooperative game where Gloomhaven is a game that you're going to be playing over about a year because of all the campaign. This is one where you're going to do a small campaign, and it's going to be, 3 to 4 hours, but you're not even going to have a clue. You're going to snap your fingers, and that time is gone. Everybody's got their own character, and they have this. Everybody's got like kind of a character. It's mouse pad material. It's that, I don't know what that stuff's called.
Neoprene.
Neoprene, yep. So everybody's got different neoprene mats because you've got different characters, and you have a set of dice that go along with it. I sent you guys in our Slack, I sent you some pictures that I was playing this weekend. They were really nice pictures of what the mat looks like and the board. And then you're doing these different scenarios where you're trying to get to a boss. So you'll have like 6 steps to get to a boss for the quick game, or you can have longer ones, and you put more cards in there that give you decisions. It'll be like, you meet a traveling band of kobolds. Do you A, help them out, or B, just slaughter them? And it'll tell you, like, if you help them out, maybe they'll give you a skill point. If you slaughter them, you may get a skill point, a loot, and a step towards the boss. So you get like different choices, and it'll help you to open up different things on your player mat to open up different skills. So, you've got like your healer, you've got your tinkerer that's going to build builds with the spider machines. You got your tank, you got your ranger, you got also, there's like 6 or 7 of them, couple that you can buy in addition to this. And then all the battles take place on this mat. So you've got ranged and melee, and there's different abilities that come out with the monsters. Just an absolutely fun time. It's called Too Many Bones. It's about $125, but man, it's so worth it. It's again, Scott, this might not be up your alley because it's going to take you like 30 minutes to learn, and then it's going to take you like 3 to 4 hours to play.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's great. I mean, if you sat down, I bet if you sat down with me and Ibit, you'd have a great time. Well, it's a
patience thing. Like I'm fine with rules. That's not my problem with big board games with crazy rules. It's the initial, like, I have to go to school to figure it out.
reading this big, thick book to understand how the game is played. Yeah,
and if I'm with people like you or Ibit or all of us, and somebody already knows those rules, then it's like, no big deal. I'm learning from example. We're learning as we go. Like, that's awesome. It just feels like I spend so much time looking at stuff.
This map that I'm looking at the website, Chip Theory Games, and this is so cool. So it's like got little cutouts where you put the dice after you roll them, and you can store them in there. This looks really, really cool.
It's really good.
I've overdone myself with buying games recently, so I'm holding off, but I would jump at this one, honestly.
This might be one I can actually, because I'm supposed to be getting a review copy, I can try to bring this one. This may be a bit much for us to get in at nighttime or something, but I may be able to bring a copy for the Tadpool to play in the board game room at Nerdtacular. Because like I said, it does take a while, and by the time it gets there, by the time June comes, people probably will have played it are there. So this will be a fun thing. Nice. Boy, I'm excited for Nerdtacular to play some games.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's gonna be great. We
got to play some Code Names. Got to play some other stuff. I got some good party light party games we can get in that won't exactly offend everybody around us. So I've got some good light card games for.
Take that, just take that, Cards Against Humanity. Take that, CAH. Dan is thrown down.
That's right, man. We play good, wholesome fun where we're the ones that are dirty to each other just because, because Brian shot me in a game or something.
That's right. That's right. Hey, how do you feel? How does the board game community feel about categories? How are you guys on that?
You don't really see that at all. See, the thing is, when you have like the hobby board game community, you don't see things like that. Like, you may see what's in wagers because it's kind of a game where anybody can play, or you can play teams, and it's just kind of a fun game. Or even sometimes Cranium even comes out. You don't really see things like Scattergories too much, or a lot of there. And you know, the trivia genre is starting to get a little bit more steam here and there. There's some fun games where. Trying to remember who put it out, but there was a game where it was all these random animal facts throughout the world, and you had to take guesses and be like, which of these four animals has the largest tail, or how long is this particular animal's tail, and you're all kind of betting on those little things, and it's just kind of a little gamey thing. It's still not up my alley, but you know, it kind of got some steam. I can't remember the name of it, but you know, some companies have been doing that. And like I said, remember Box of Rocks when I was telling you about how fun that game can be. Where you're just playing against a box of rocks with some really random trivia that you probably don't know the answer to. And that's what's good about Wits and Wagers, because all those questions are basically numbers that you would write on a dry erase board. Everybody flips them over, and you don't even have to be right to get points for it. So everybody lines them up, and then you bet on who actually got the right answer.
All right. That sounds all right. I'm in. So, I'm in. Cool. Let's do it. That's very cool. Yeah, Nerdtacular is going to be a riot. I can't wait. So bring all the rad shit you got, whoever's out there bringing board games, because a lot of people are. And we'll have a blast. Look, I got code names right here, although we're giving this one away. But I got code names, pictures.
Right. That one's nice. Let's just cancel the panels and play board games.
Yeah, forget it. No panels this year.
I'm in. That'd be awesome.
Enjoy, everybody. well, we are going
to
have...
I'm sure to get some more giveaways from different companies, because I've got some feelers out to get us some more stuff to give away and some stuff to for play to win. A big thing at cons now where you play their game and then you get a drawing to win the game too. So stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool. Then you don't have to ship it back. It makes it a little bit easier, doesn't it?
That's a great idea. I hadn't even thought about that. That's a great way to promote that. And get your stuff out there is play to win. That's a dirty word in mobile and free to play games, video games.
Play to win.
Yeah,
when or you pay
say,
to win.
Yeah, when you say pay to win or play to win. Well, no, play to win's okay. Pay to win's what sucks.
Yeah,
You're not talking about either of those, so I'm not sure why I'm bringing that up.
Pay to play. How's pay to play? Is that good?
It's all right. Free to play. Whoa. There you go. Whoa.
We're back to Pornhub again.
Uh-oh, Pornhub. Pornhub, get your mom some VR porn. Dan, always a pleasure. Tell people where they can find more Dan Patrice, please.
Find me at Geek Jock Blog or at the Geek All Stars Podcast.
That sounds great to me. Dan Patrice, everybody. Awesome. Take it easy, stay out of trouble, and hang up on us, because I can't hang up on you.
Have a great weekend, boys.
All right, we'll see you later.
You too, man. Take care. Thanks.
That's it for the show. Oh, no, Twitter time. Shit. Got a little ahead of myself. Hold on, everybody. We're going to do a few of these.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Those are the ones. Hold on, why can't I click it? There we go. You guys send us your Twitter questions at the hashtag AskTMS. We have a number of them. Joseph Lozinski says, it's 2017 and I still have the Space Jam theme song stuck in my head. Do you guys have an annoying song stuck with you that has stuck with you? Well, Joseph. Yes, the answer is yes. And recently for me it was... Closing time.
That one's really a little semisonic in there, huh?
That one's always playing. But what do you ever hear once and then can't get out of your head for the rest of the day? Got to be a few for you, right?
Yes, there are. Oh my God, what is it? There's something recently that I was cooking and I just couldn't stop singing it. I said, Tina, you got to put something else on because all I can hear in my head is such and such. And I'm afraid that if I do remember what it was, but it was the theme to something. It was like a TV theme, and I can't remember what it was. Dang.
It's a TV show thing. It wasn't like Greatest American Hero or something like that.
No, something more recent. I can't think of it. It'll come to me. Let's move on. It'll come to me.
Sometimes the Parks and Recreation theme will get in there. It's hard to get rid of.
Jabba the Hutt. Yep. Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. Jabba the Hutt. I forgot about that. We got one here from Katie Talmo. She writes in a lot. She says, which celebrity do you think has the smelliest farts? I have an easy answer for this. Louis Anderson.
Oh, yeah, it's be hard to top. I can't come up with anything.
Yeah, that's day old vegetable beef stew sitting in the sun. That's what that is. So
jeez,
he's a bad one. You have anybody else?
I was thinking a dude from The Piano whose name is escaping me because I was too busy trying to think of a
the nose guy,
a dim TV theme. Yeah, no, not Adrian Brody. No, not The Pianist. The Piano.
Oh, The Piano. Mr. Blue.
Yeah, he was in Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction and Harvey Keitel.
Harvey Keitel, you think he's got some?
I think Harvey Keitel could clear a room.
Do not go in there. That's not his voice. I think maybe those are good. Those are good choices. I could probably come up with more, but I think those are going to be good for now. All right. I'll bet Jay Moore can really stink up a room. And I don't know why I'm saying Jay Moore. It just came to mind.
Jay Moore? Yeah.
For some reason. Okay, here we go. How about this one? What is your idea, says Scott Lees. What is your idea of the worst MMO game concept? His ideas are Hedgehog Rangers, or Wranglers rather, Frontier Gentlemen, and IKEA Stock Boys. I would probably play something called IKEA Stock Boys. That sounds fun.
For an MMO.
Like, that would just be a dumb concept. What would it be?
The new health and fitness section?
The whole goal of the game is to
newspaper
borrow
sales.
Phone. Yeah, newspaper sales. I'm going to say MMO. Boy, I'm trying to think of an actual fantasy thing.
It would
sucks.
Have to be something, like, very repetitive. Like, telemarketing. Mm-hmm. MMO, the telemarketing game.
That would be bad.
That would be bad.
I know. The unwanted windshield cleaner in New York City.
In New York City, just wandering the streets of Manhattan. It's like GTA 5, but instead of being the driver, you're the window cleaner guy.
Mm-hmm. That's the guy. I think that's the one. Sean Cox says, you wake up alone and naked in your local woods. Do you have local woods, Brian? Do you have some woods nearby?
Local woods. I do have. There are local woods, yes.
I have some that are sort of local, I guess. Yeah, I guess it's fine. You have no phone or money. It's midday, and it's cold and wet. What do you do? Midday, so you have sun. It's sunny. I mean, you have light. I'll say that. But it's cold and wet, and you're naked.
I think I fashion myself a pair of britches out of sticks and leaves.
Yeah.
And I wait till it's darker, and then I start making my way towards civilization, but only after I've spent the day fashioning myself a pair of britches out of sticks and leaves.
And you said making my way. That reminded me of the other song that always is in my head.
Making my way
downtown.
Back home.
Oh, different one. Mine's making my way downtown, going fast, something, something. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got.
Oh, that one will get you too. That one will get you too.
Yeah, and that's since I've been binging on Cheers, and I've been slowing down my binging on Cheers because there's other things I want to watch, but yeah. That's at the point I'd grab my iPad and quickly fast forward to the smarmy dude holding the drink at the end of the music, at the end of the credits.
I'm with you. You got to fashion some junk coverage and then get out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
You just can't have your wiener out when you come down the street and go, help me, please. Oh, honey, exactly. Get away from him. He's naked.
Exactly.
Ida Bloke wrote in and says, when the revolt comes, lightsabers or phasers?
We'd have to test the ship's phasers.
We would have to do that. Oh, I wish that was more handy than it is. Hold on. No, I have it right here.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
There it is. I'd say phasers because they don't have to be deadly. You can put them on stun.
Ranged. Oh, and you can set them to stun.
Yeah.
True.
I don't know what the range on them is. They never really explain that.
I'm going to say lightsabers because it's a more elegant weapon for a more elegant time.
Yeah, but you'll kill people with it. They'll just
die.
Well,
you can also use it to get into a locked door.
Yeah.
You just make a big circular hole in it.
What if it goes off in your belt and it fires down into your foot or something?
Couldn't the phaser do that too?
Good point. Probably. I always think about that with lightsabers. You just grab it wrong, hit the button, right through your leg.
Sure, sure. That's true. We need to have a scene in one of the upcoming Star Wars films where somebody just like taps the button in the pocket of the lightsaber that's in the Jedi's pocket or the Sith's pocket, and it just fires up. Stabs Kylo Ren in the foot or something.
Right in the foot. Yeah. It's a good idea. Or you make it seem like it doesn't work and he has to hit it a couple times, look inside, hit it again, right. Look in there, and then right through the back of his head.
Yeah. Right.
Chris says, oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. This is not M. Kidney says, how excited are you guys for Nerdtacular? This is my first. I can't wait. We're very excited.
Oh, super excited.
I'm also a little nervous because I always am and I have to plan stuff. So other than that, though, it's going to be great. I can't wait to meet you there, M. Kidney. Let's see. I got another.
Oh, remember when I said earlier that Tristan was off to his job working at Costco?
Yeah.
Yep, no more.
Oh, what happened?
Today they pulled him into the office and said, sorry, it's just not working out. Oh. No reason given, just sorry, it's not working out, and they let him go.
That's it?
That's it. And
nothing like no like hey you've been no. Pilfering trail mix or something or whatever.
Tristan was like, he would go in for other people, like they'd call oh my god, so and so didn't show up, any way he could come in, he would always do it, like 100% of the time he would always do that.
What the heck?
And he could close on his own. He was like going doing a better job closing than the other two people he was closing with and stuff. And
that sucks.
Yeah,
they should say why. I always like
they
Costco.
Should say why.
Yeah, exactly. At least say, did he ask and they didn't say anything?
There's a manager there that he thinks might have had something to do with it, and she's brand new, came on the same time he did, and somehow she got into a manager role and she's very inexperienced. And I think she was aware that he was aware of her BS. And this is a good way to keep out the people who know about her BS.
Anyway. Ace wrote in, says, if you could fund anything for the rest of your life without worrying about the funds, what would you fund? Universal health care for everybody. How about that? If you're saying I have unlimited money and it doesn't matter.
Fund anything.
And I can fund anything, I'd do that. Why not?
Cancer research.
Everything.
The one I do, yeah.
Just tons of it. Just take all the money.
Do that, why not do all of it?
Sure. Man, so bugs me. All right. Final one here from Jeff Bumgart.
Okay.
He says, if you were losing your sight and could only read one book and watch one movie before you lost your sight completely, what would it be? Or what would they be? One book, one movie, Brian.
Before you lost your sight.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's really hard.
It is really hard.
I might do a classic book that I never read. I might do a Mark Twain book or something.
Right. I would do, could it be the whole series, the whole Dark Tower series?
Because there's a version of that that's one big fat tome.
Perfect. There we go. The abridged version.
That's pretty good.
But and as far what as movie, a movie? Probably Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, because then I wouldn't be so sad that I'm losing my sight.
Yeah, for me it would be it'd be Hitch for the same reasons. And ironically, they
both go Kevin James.
They both have Kevin James in them. Who, by the way, I think is hilarious on stage. I love his stand-up. It's great. Yeah. I've always liked Kevin James in stand-up. His movies, though, are abysmal. What's going on there? It shouldn't be that bad. He's a funny guy. There should be a way to make that work. His show, that King of Queens thing, was pretty funny. Like, he has his moments. Mm-hmm. I guess that's it. Yeah, that's it for today. Those are your Twitter questions. The hashtag AskTMS is where you can send them in. You can do it all week if you want. Best day is to do it on Thursdays. That way we make sure to get it in here for the PM edition of the show. Big thanks to you guys for helping this show be possible. If it wasn't for you, over at patreon.com/TMS, there would be no PM edition. So big thanks to all of you, and thanks for the letting us do weird schedule stuff today. I will report back on Monday my feelings and experiences about the movie. So will you, because you'll have seen it by then.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. We won't spoil it. We promise. We're not going to do spoilers. We'll just talk about how cool or not cool it is.
Damn right.
You damn right. Frogpants.com/TMS for everything else you might need. There's ways to leave us messages there. There's our email accounts, our Twitter stuff, all of it. Frogpants.com/TMS. And when you're on the site, there's a way to just contact directly. You can just hit it up on the top of the screen. That works too. Whatever's easy for you, we're here to make it simple. Let's get out. You got music? What do you got?
I do have music, and you heard a little bit. If you're a live streamer, if you were here for the pre-show stuff, we actually let the Tadpool pick the song today. But it comes with a request, and that request is for Keaton, who says, "Hello, Steve Jensen and Brian Abbott. I'm a longtime listener to the early cast, so I wanted to request a song for my 24th birthday. It's been a big year for me, getting a new job, getting married, and starting to look at first-time house buying. To celebrate that, I'm requesting something a little different. I know Mr. Abbott is best known for his hit show Original Town, but I thought I would request a cover just to introduce people to something new. I don't think you guys play enough rap slash hip hop, so I'm hoping Byron can hook me up. Adore the program, yo." Signed, Keaton.
Nice.
So he did all through that. He was like doing like alternate universe stuff there.
Pretty good.
He says, any rap hip hop cover, either a rap hip hop song covered in a unique style or a song done in a rap hip hop style. And this one comes from an album called Lounge Tribute to Eminem. Came out in 2002, and it pretty much gives you exactly what you see in the title. However, I wouldn't say this is lounge. I would say that this is very Beatlesque surf guitar influenced version of Eminem's The Way I Am. Here is the Lounge Brigade and The Way I Am.
To discuss and just blur, just berserk and bizarre shit that works and it sells and it helps and it sells. I am, I am, I am. But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freaks see me out in the streets. When I'm eating tonight, come and speak to me. I am, I am, I am. I don't know you would know, I don't know you a thing. I'm not Mr. NSYNC and I'm not what your friends think and I'm a Mr. Friendly. I am, I am, I am. And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, why would you say I am? In the papers, the news, every day I am. I am, I am, I am. And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, why would I say I am? Bothered with all of this nonsense, this constant and always just lyrical content. I am, I am, I am. Guilty conscience has gotten such rotten responses, and all of this controversy circles me, and it seems like the media points a finger at me. I am, I am.
Point at the waves, bitch.
Right there. The index, the pinky, the ring on the thumb is the one you put up when you don't give a hoot, when you won't just put up with the bulls or if they pull. I am, I am, I am. Then attack Eminem, cause I rap this way, but I'm glad cause they feed me the fuel that I need for the fire to burn, and it's burning. I am, I am, I am. And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? From my label and stop with the fables. I am, I am, I am. I'm not gonna be able to top what my name is and pigeonholed into some poppy sensations. They copy rotation in rock and roll stations. I am, I am, I am. And I just do not have the patience to deal with these cocky Caucasians who think I'm some wigger who tries to be black
I am. Till I'm grabbing my hair and I'm tearing it out. You've been driving me crazy, I can't take it, and I am thankful for every fan that I get. I am. But I can't take a shit in the bathroom without someone standing by. You know I won't sign your autograph, you can call me an asshole. I am. And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the papers, the news, every day I am. And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the papers, the news, every day I am.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
The gizmo? Show me.